Now time for a locker room chat. I'm joined by Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton after a 13-6 road win against Jefferson West. Coach, kind of some mixed feelings about it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm so glad that we came out with the win. You know, I told our kids all week that it's going to be, you know, a heavyweight match where, you know, both teams are going to make mistakes early. It's the first game. You don't have, you know, have a real idea about all the skill positions and linemen that they have and what they're going to do and how they're going to react. And so it's kind of, you know, coaching on the fly and, adjusting on the fly. And, you know, you got to get your first game jitters out and hope that your kids are in shape enough. And, you know, we came away with the win and I'm happy with the way that we did with the goal line stand and then, just kind of running the clock all the way out the last 8 minutes. So, really happy with a lot of things that we did. Obviously there's things that we need to clean up and as we prepare for this week.
Yeah, and Coach, kind of talking about your guys' defensive efforts, you mentioned the goal line stand. Just your overall outlook on your defensive efforts on Friday.
They did a great job. You know, we gave up some plays, but we never gave up the big one. And the one touchdown that they did have, our offense put our defense in a bad spot, and it was the one time we didn't come up and tackle, and they scored. So, but our kids handled it very well. We adjusted mentally in getting refocused and getting the job done. And there's a couple more opportunities on offense that I thought we didn't really capitalize on, but that's a learning curve and first game stuff, and hopefully we can learn from that. But our defense played really, really well. I don't know what we held them under rushing and stuff, but that's the way we wanted to play defense and the way we wanted to dominate up front.
And Coach, kind of talking about your guys' offense in the second half, you mentioned that you weren't super happy with their performance, but still at the same time, you guys were able to run out of the clock and do some good things there. Your thoughts on your guys' ability to wind the clock down and hold on to the win?
Right. Quarterback got banged up just a little bit early in the second half, and so Percy Duncan had to kind of run a little bit of wildcat for us, and that we had done it a little bit in practice, but not much. And so there was some growing pains with that. But for the most part, you know, it's a good judgment of being able to run the football when the other team knows you're going to run the football. And we held out we got the ball back with 8 minutes, in the fourth quarter and ran it all the way out. So, that I'm very proud of our boys, and how hard they've been working up front. Our line has gotten mentally strong, as well as gotten a little bit physically strong with it, and they're able to move some bodies. So that's going to be a catalyst for us moving forward. It was not a perfect game, not a perfect half, but it was good enough for us to win the ball game.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll have more from Riverside head coach Bryce Payton in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head coach Bryce Payton ahead of their game against Perry the Compton. And Coach, this is a team that they got beat 30-0 against a very good Sabetha team. But what are some things that you maybe learned from that game on film that you're trying to prepare for?
You know, Coach Paramore is a great coach. He puts his kids in positions to be successful. And I know we had some really good seniors that just graduated, and on film, it looks like their quarterback and running back are really fast and athletic, and he likes to get them out in space and move. And I think that's going to be challenging. I think he's been around the block a long time, and he understands how to get the best out of his team. And, you know, I'm not really, you know, they played a really good Sabetha team, and there was some plays that if it would have gone a little bit the other way, you know, could have been a 7-7 ball game at halftime. I thought they played well, especially early on, and you know, it's going to be a tough test for us this week.
Here with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton. Coach, last question for you. We kind of talked about this a little bit before we got on the show, but we talked about your guys' schedule and how things might stack up for you. If you keep making those incremental improvements, do you feel like you guys could still have a pretty good season, even after not a great performance in week one?
Right. And that's our goal all the way around. You know, obviously we want to do our best and stay strong in our league play. But I feel if we can just get better and stay healthy when districts come around, I think with our competition that we play in the Big Seven, that will only help us moving forward into district play. And, you know, a lot of our kids, they're sophomores and juniors that this is their second full season of playing. So, getting kind of thrown into it and they're learning and just getting over the first year of learning curve and humps and stuff. And, I think we're going to keep improving and, I'm hoping that we do and have a good week and rest of the season.
That's what it's all about. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, as always, and best of luck on Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.